continue on our vinyl library, update our tech, and be the grooviest folks on your airwaves. So from your wintered out DJs here at WRUV 90.1 Burlington, we appreciate all of the support. Also want to tell you that Sweeney Todd is playing at Main Street Landing. It's being put on by the Vermont Repertory Theater until March 7th. So please, if you want to go see a great play, it's over in the Black Box. The cast and crew did a great job putting that on. If you're interested in film and want to go catch some great movies, Persepolis is playing this Friday in the Vermont International Film Festival screening room, also at Main Street Landing at 60 Main Street. So go to their website or their app to find out more about how to get tickets for that. And then they have a great screening again in their screening room at 7 p.m. Saturday. Also, you can always find out about their bi-monthly screenings in the larger theater upstairs. Okay, I'm going to get us back into some music after a few messages. I'm your host, Gigi, today, filling in for DJ Radish here. You're listening to Sick Beats on WRUV 90.1.
It's getting so cold out there. With the temperature dropping, we sure shouldn't do the same with our concern for safety. Homeowners should be mindful of the effect that the cold has on their house. In particular, we're here to help you avoid the pipes in your home from freezing and temperatures colder than 20 degrees, a catastrophe waiting to happen. Freezing pipes could spell thousands of dollars in damage, as well as a potential loss of heat in these cold times. To protect against this, there are a number of things that you can do. First, you may want to insulate pipes that aren't already insulated. These might be in a garage or a basement, exposed and away from the insulation of the walls. The most common thing to do with these pipes is to wrap them in foam, which may be picked up at any hardware store. Additionally, if you have access to indoor heating for your home, keeping the house heated to at least 55 degrees and propping doors open will allow the heat to reach much more of the pipes in your walls, all over your house. These household safety tips were from your DJs here at 90.1 WREV, UVM's Better Alternative Radio.
In order to maintain the iconic industries that define Vermont's rural charm, hundreds of migrant workers are forced to experience unjust working conditions. The dairy industry, in particular, is a key culprit of mistreating Vermont's roughly 1,500 migrant workers. According to MigrantJustice.net, an immigrant-led organization seeking economic justice for migrant workers in Vermont, Vermont migrant workers often work up to 60 to 80 hours per week, and are systemically excluded from worker and housing rights protections that other Vermonters are entitled to. What can you do to help? Start by learning about where your milk and other dairy products come from. Are the conditions at these farms equitable and humane, or do your dairy products lead to the exploitation of migrant workers? Thanks to the work of Migrant Justice's Milk with Dignity program, around 65 farms in Vermont and New York are covered under the program, in which workers are offered fair wages and humane labor and housing conditions. Check out MigrantJustice.net to learn more about this issue here in Vermont. This message is brought to you by your DJs at WRUV-FM Burlington.
We touch a lot of things in our busy lives, from shopping carts to cash to doorknobs. As to not spread germs, it is important that we keep our hands ultra clean by regularly washing them. Remember to lather and scrub your hands for 20 seconds before rinsing. Make sure to get in between the fingers and under your fingernails. Wash all the suds away under clean water and dry your hands completely. Hand sanitizer is a good substitute if you are in a pinch. However, it has proven to be less effective than washing your hands with the good old soap and water. This message has been brought to you by your squeaky clean DJs at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington.
Bye. 'Cause What is a service dog? A service dog is a dog licensed to complete a task or many tasks that the owner could otherwise not do on their own. Do not pet or interact with a service dog. You're distracting the dog from its purpose. A service dog is supporting the owner, not you. It may not be trained to socialize with you and might see you as a threat. When you see a service dog in action, share this information with your friends. And as always, be kind, you know, in general. This message brought to you by your service dog loving DJs here at WREV FM Burlington.
A library card? If not, seriously consider heading down to the Fletcher Free Library in downtown Burlington. They have a great selection of books, ebooks, and even audiobooks, as well as a bunch of cool programs and events to check out. If you're a resident of Burlington, you're eligible for a free card. This includes UVM and Champlain students, teens, adults, and those who live here temporarily. They also offer free Wi-Fi for its patrons. According to BBC Tech, reading a minimum of 30 minutes a week will increase health, well-being, confidence, self-esteem, and ability to sleep. Consider picking up a new book this week to read after a long day at work or classes. It will give you something to look forward to. This message is brought to you by your book-loving DJs at WRUV 90.1 FM, Burlington.
Thank you so much. That was great.
I'm Dana Kaplan, Executive Director of Outright Vermont. Meet Anya, a Vermont youth whose loving family created a ripple effect of safety and affirmation.
I grew up just with this really awesome support system around me. When I went to college and I met my fiance, I was the first person that she ever felt comfortable enough to come out to. And it felt really special because I knew that the reason I was that safe space was because my family had taught me how to be that safe space.
To learn about Outright's work to strengthen families and communities, visit us at outrightvt.org.
We're back. Heading into the next hour. You've been hanging out with me, your host Gigi, filling in for DJ Radish here at Sick Beats. And before that, filling in for DJ Soup on A Break in the Action. Next up, I'll be filling in for DJ Daisy on the Daisy Chain till 6, right before Exposure. And stay tuned because the band Scrum will be here from 6 to 8, followed by the Radical Sloth on Black Mountain Radio. So we got a nice good lineup for today. We've been playing a little bit of everything. Some new stuff, some old stuff. And it's been fun. I've had fun at least. You just heard a cover of Enter the Sandman by Rina Sawayama, which I really love. It's off a compilation album of artists doing covers. There will be a Phoebe Bridgers one coming up later in the hour. Before that, you heard Start You Up by a dope, alt group out of, or an alt artist, I don't believe they're in a group, called Masterpiece out of Britain. Boy Clothes by Nadia. Utah by Madison McFerrin. I want to say that's a newer track that just came out. It Stays the Same by Isef Youssef off of Consistency. Watching You by Charlotte Dos Santos off of Sophie's SOS tape. Straight Talker by Eliza. And Ludlow Shortcut by Toa Tay. We've played a couple songs from them these last couple of hours. If you want to see everything that's been played since about 3, and anything any DJ plays on WRUV, you can always head on over to WRUV's site. There's Spinatron. It collects everything. And if you want to hear the show, if you missed a show and you want to go back and listen, or just want to go back and listen because you liked what was played, I believe you can hear a show up to about a week after it's aired online. So check that out. It is 4:56, heading into the next hour. And since I'll be here anyway, I can take care of some of those top of the hour things now. We're still looking at some light rain outside right now in Burlington. It's still about 48 degrees right now here. It's not too bad outside by New England standards. I know for the folks who may move here, it may still feel a little cold out, but it's probably light jacket weather for us. Be careful out there as you're walking around and driving, of course, because with the snow and the ice and now the rain, things can be a little slippery. So be mindful of the ground you're walking on. Want to say a thank you to our listeners for supporting us in our pledge the last few days. It just ended yesterday. Your contributions make it possible for us to keep our amazing vinyl library in order and up to date. It's the second largest in the state, so that's super cool. It keeps our technology up to date. Our last drive made it possible for the students here to get a new board for us, so that's really awesome. And it also just makes us the grooviest folks on your airwaves. So thank you so much. We appreciate your support here from all of your DJs at WRUV 90.1 Burlington. And if you're looking for some things to do after work, Sweeney Todd's playing at the Main Street Landing till March 7th, so check that out. You can check out some great films at Vermont International Film Festival Screening Room in their bi-monthly screening. You can always head on over to their website, our Main Street Landing. And you can always head on to the 7 Days and check out their events calendar to see what's going on. Also, there's always some great stuff happening on UVM's campus, so you should check out what's going on with the students. I know they're always putting on some amazing shows and events. We're heading into the next hour in a couple minutes, literally in a minute. I'm going to get us back into the music. Usually when I do my own show, my show is Sunday morning, 6 to 8 a.m., Thatcher West. I like to take my next hour just straight through, all music, no me. So I'm going to do that with this last hour. And maybe have one or two messages in between, but mostly it's just going to be straight music. So don't worry if you don't hear me. I'm still here. We're all here together. We're just going to be listening to tunes and get to groove for a little bit. We're going to start off with, let's see what we got.